You just heard new stuff from Blue Ruin here on Off the Record in Studio K. That was fun, you guys.
Thanks. We really appreciate you having us on.
Oh, thanks for coming in. So how was the show on Wednesday night?
You know, it was a blast. Being the first band at the entry in Planet 830, you know, sometimes you end up playing for the first staff and your girlfriends, and sometimes you end up playing for a few other people, too. Luckily, we did that one, but it turned out okay. Yeah, it was fun, man. And Radkey are super cool. They're really young, like... Mm-hmm. Everybody's younger than me, and I'm only 22.
Yeah. So
annoyingly talented.
Yeah, annoyingly talented.
That's awesome. You guys all grew up together in South Minneapolis, and Zach and Alex, you guys are brothers.
Correct. So
yeah.
We actually literally grew up under the same roof.
You did. How has that influenced your music and your dynamic as a band?
Jeez, that's a good question. I don't know. I mean, we're all the big fans of, like, South Minneapolis rock bands. You know, like, The Replacements is a big one. I'm trying to think, like, me and Joe both went to punk shows a lot when we were growing up, and mm-hmm. so I think that kind of had something to do with it, too. And we all went to the same high school, South High, shouts out, class of 09.
Tigers.
Yeah, and if you ever meet other kids from South High, like, they just have this thing where they always kind of give each other the respect nod and stuff like that, so I don't know.
Yeah, and it's really easy to build chemistry when you know somebody, you know, I've been in groups where it's like you have to take 2 years before you can actually work well together as a band and make eye mm-hmm. contact while you're playing and feel comfortable. You know, and I think that's something that knowing each other growing up together definitely helped.
So. Yeah, definitely. You name dropped The Replacements there. What do they mean for you guys?
Jeez.
Life and death.
So Joe's actually going out of town this weekend. He's going to be going to Riot Fest to see
That's awesome.
The Replacements. And I couldn't afford the ticket, but I was trying to sell my kidney for a minute there to go check it out. So that tells you what they mean to me, I think.
Yeah. You played their The Replacements tribute show last
year
too,
yeah.
Didn't you?
That was really fun.
That was great.
We tried to play some of like the songs that weren't just off of the first couple of EPs where they're, you know, really punky, and we tried to like stretch ourselves and do some of the newer stuff, and I think we were best at the punky stuff.
Yeah.
It's probably the hardest show we've ever done.
Also like the most attended entry show we've ever been in. It's like our first time there, and it was just wall to wall. It was like,
That's awesome though. That's fantastic.
It's a great way to ring it in for sure.
Yeah. So you mentioned you're working on a new album. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, you know, this is probably going to come to us as a shock to Ali because I haven't talked to him about it in a while, but we're definitely going to be working on that in October for sure. Hopefully November release. We're going to do probably like a digital single, couple of songs because mm-hmm. we still got that EP part-time, and we're trying to still sell those too. So we'll probably give those last two songs that we played away for free on the internet at some point in November or so.
Digital 7-inch.
There you go.
There you go. Perfect. Is there anything else you'd like to add for our listeners?
Oh, yeah. We're going to be playing a house show on Halloween, and it's going to be at the My Little Brony house. And that's over in kind of the Powderhorn neighborhood. It should be fun, but it's a little ways off, but that's our next show, so I figured I'd mention it.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming in, you guys. We really appreciate it. It's great to have you in.
Thanks for having us. We love Radio K.
Woo! Me too. anyways, back to more local music here on Off the Record. Local music on Radio K.